Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a junior Bassmaster Championship, high school national championship, a college national championship, and a college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com along with all their other great products, and for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com. I fish these rods and reels myself and could not be happier with the code BASSRADIO20. This, of course, is Classic Week, and the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey Outdoors is underway with tens of thousands of fans in attendance for the Super Bowl of Bass Fishing, with the finest anglers on the planet battling it out on Grand Lake of the Cherokees. This week, it's a sponsor spotlight special show, beginning with Jimmy McDonald of Maxim Tires, who will be sponsoring the elites at the St. John's River in April. And then Neil Paul is back from Visit Anderson. They have added the College National Championship to the calendar this season. And finally, Minn Kota Hummingbird's Jeff Kolasinski will join us to talk about the new Quest trolling motor. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we kick things off at our special sponsor spotlight show here during the Bassmaster Classic, the Bass Pro Shops Bassmaster Classic, you know, we're hearing about a new sponsor, a new non-endemic sponsor that's come to Bass. They will be sponsoring the Maxim Tire Bassmaster Elite at the St. John's River coming up April 18th through the 21st out of Palatka, Florida. And what a great event for them to be associated with. And if you're like me, you started thinking about Maxim Tire. I need to learn more about Maxim Tire. And I find out that they are a specialty tire type of place. Think about the big mining vehicles and all the way down to backhoes and skid steers and all that kind of stuff. They do all of that. And joining us now to tell us a little bit more about it is Jimmy McDonald. He is the VP of Sales and Marketing at Maxim Tire, and he joins us on the VMC Hook. Jimmy, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom. How are you?
I am fantastic. You know, you actually live right near one of the great bass fishing facilities and lakes in the country, Lake Hartwell, and they're big sponsors of ours as well. And in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Neil Paul. So you're from a pretty good part of the country when you talk about bass fishing. That's for sure.
That's right. That's a giant lake down there.
Yeah, no, it isn't
too far away.
Yeah, it is an absolutely beautiful lake, and so you guys have jumped on board with the tournament, the Elite Tournament out of the St. John's River, and just talk a little bit about that and the idea from a marketing standpoint to stick your toe in the water, no pun intended, with bass and be able to talk to, you know, these folks that are out there that are bass fishing fans and they're bass fishermen and so on, and how that crosses over to your agricultural business, construction business, and so on.
Yeah, definitely. You know, this is something new for us. We're a new company, relatively new. We're in our 10th year of existence as Maxim Tire North America. And yes, we're stepping out, trying something different to get increase our brand awareness. And what we found with the Bassmasters is we're able to connect with people that are very much engaged with the types of businesses that we provide products for. Mm-hmm. And the Bassmaster is already showing that it's generating a lot of enthusiasm amongst some of our best customers. We've invited a group of customers to come with us to the event and over a 2-day period, and it's resonating quite well with them. And we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and for folks that have headed out to the lake to kind of take in the takeoffs and so on there, to see the Maxim has a tent out there and then bringing their folks back for the weigh-ins and the expo and that kind of stuff is really cool. And so talk about specialty tires a little bit, because, you know, the first thing some people might have done is they go to, you know, their nearest Walmart and say, hey, I need tires. I want to try those Maxim tires. And no, that's not what you're going to find there. You guys are into all the kind of the specialty tires from, like I said, from mining to agricultural and everything in between. Talk a little bit about your product.
Yes. Yes, we're a company that leads in innovation. We're producing a product from a platform that's highly advanced. And the way we go to market is we want to promote the best value available to the end customer, the user. That's a combination of what the tire does and how it performs for the price you have to pay for it. And we specialize in this, what we call the specialty tire market, which is anything that's non-DOT rated. So anything from a small little forklift tire all the way up to the largest mining tires that stand 13 feet tall, 4 foot wide. And it's, you know, each application is different. There's multiple applications all around the country. So you have to have multiple versions of the same size tire in particular to meet the application. So what we're focused on is developing that brand, becoming a major supplier to major OEMs is another way to hugely validate our products in terms of the quality and earn place in the market. And being associated, you know, with this group and Bassmaster, you know, like I said, the people who are the anglers or the people that are running these businesses, they use these tires to make money with them, basically. And, you know, so we want to provide something that provides an opportunity for them to enhance their bottom line by lowering their operating costs.
Yeah, and it's not just the anglers. You know, it's the fans, obviously, of professional fishing as well. And it would seem to be, I mean, you know, when you're talking about a Bassmaster Elite, you're talking about that coverage on FS1, the TV coverage as well, and, you know, your creative that you're, you know, developing the commercials and so on, and being able to introduce that product to so many of those people. Because as with the other sports now, I mean, not everybody watches a football game played football or a baseball game played baseball. Not everybody watches professional fishing is necessarily a fisherman, but it does seem to be that the demographic for, you know, professional fishing does seem to align with, you know, with folks that are either farmers or that are in the agricultural business or in the construction business, you know, those kind of guys and gals. So it seems to be that that's a great opportunity for them to find out about the options that you guys have. And you're covering everything. I mean, soup to nuts, solid tires, all the way up to, like you say, those big mining tires, right?
Exactly. We want to be a one-stop shop for our customer. And, you know, have one brand that goes across all of those that represents the quality that's expected and, you know, and earned.
Talk about your guys too, your staff, because I know that, you know, my father has been in the construction industry for years and years, and, you know, there would be times where you'd be talking to somebody and they really don't understand your application, or they don't understand the difference between a tire that you might be putting on a loader that's working in an area that might have damaged stuff to, you know, to tires, versus a backhoe that you know, maybe works more on lawns and areas that aren't as risky to the tire. But just talk about your staff and how they can help the end user make sure they got the right tire on their equipment.
Definitely. I call the staff or the sales support team the collection of experts. Mm-hmm. And basically the people that make up our company that support our products are highly experienced. They're the experts in each of these applications and in each of these types of tires that we sell. Mm-hmm. And they offer the customer unparalleled support and expertise. And, you know, these customers that buy these products, their business is not tires. Their business is to make money using the equipment that uses the tires. So if we can come in and be the expert that helps them perform better in their business by having greater uptime on their machines and then lower operating costs, then we earn our place with them versus our competitors.
Jimmy McDonald with us. He's the VP of Sales and Marketing for Maxim Tire. They will be the title sponsor of the Bassmaster Elite at the St. John's River coming up April 18th through the 21st. And, you know, a lot of times we see tire manufacturers or other type of manufacturers, they try to be all things to all people, and they want to do everything. You know, they want to put a tire on a lawnmower, and they want to put a tire on a large excavator type piece of equipment. But you guys seem to know who you are. It seems like you guys are really specialized in these specialty tires.
Yes. We're passionate about the business. We're excited about it. We love the variety of opportunities to provide a value. And it doesn't get boring at all. It's always something different. So it's exciting to be a part of this business.
Yeah, well, and it's a great business, and it's great to have you guys associated with Bass, and it makes a lot of sense, I think. And I hope I'm sure that your team is enjoying their time at the Bassmaster Classic as well. You got to get in that expo and kind of walk around a little bit, and you'll be amazed at the 150,000 people that show up there. And what a great opportunity for you guys to share your name so people know who you are, that's for sure.
Yes. Appreciate the opportunity.
Great stuff. All right. I appreciate you. Great stuff. And enjoy the classic. And maybe we'll see you down there at the St. John's River. Jimmy McDonald has been our guest, VP Sales and Marketing at Maxim Tire. Thanks, Jimmy.
Thank you.
So there you go. And one of the great new sponsors, Maxim Tire. And, you know, in 10 short years, I mean, they have become just a global leader in this specialty tire manufacturing and doing a tremendous job in associating themselves with Bass, which makes a lot of sense, that's for sure. All right, we're going to get a break in here. And when we come back, Neil Paul will join us. We'll talk a little bit about what's going on at Lake Hartwell as they have picked up another major tournament for 2024. We'll talk about that next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
The Bassmaster Classic is returning to Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Be at the greatest event in bass fishing March 22nd through the 24th. And join us March 21st at the kickoff party for live music and giveaways. Friday through Sunday, watch takeoffs at Wolf Creek Park. See the Outdoors Expo presented by GSM Outdoors at the Cox Convention Center. Then to the BOK Arena for the exciting weigh-in shows. Fun for the whole family. All events are free. The Bass Pro Shop's Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey Outdoors. See Bassmaster.com for details.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City Freeloader and Gizzard Shad.
Anything to drink.
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's had.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man.
If you overfeed him, he's gonna hide under a log.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and our sponsor spotlight special during the classic here. In this segment of the show is brought to you by the folks at visitanderson.com and, of course, Lake Hartwell. And as I always say about Anderson, South Carolina, if it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. It is the perfect small southern town that has a little bit of a big city vibe when you're walking around town there, but it's still a nice small town. Everybody's so friendly. And then, of course, the lake itself is amazing. Lake Hartwell fish is so big. It just seems like every corner of that lake is in play at all times. They've hosted a number of Bassmaster Classics. They will host them again in the future. You know that that will happen as well. And Green Pond Landing, that is the model for everybody in terms of you want to decide how your facility is going to be at the lake. Green Pond Landing does it better than anyone else in the country. And I know that others around the country have been using that as a model. And speaking of Visit Anderson, who better to talk to about that than Neil Paul? He is one of the great marshals out there, spends a lot of time in boats with the pros, and he'll do a little bit of that this week, but he is bumping around the convention center as we all are at this particular point in time as you listen to this. And he joins us now on a VMC hook. Neil, welcome back. How are you, man?
Tom, I'm great. How are you doing?
I am tremendous. You know, I'm not lying about Green Pond Landing, am I? And the fact that I know that you guys field calls from other areas of the country, other hotbeds, and they want to know. I mean, that's kind of a model for what, you know, how you should set up your facility at the lake. I mean, nobody does it better than Green Pond Landing.
Oh, no. Green Pond Landing is, I tell people, it's Yankee Stadium by the lake. Mm. And you know, it's a top facility nationally. Matt Schell, our parks manager at Anderson County, his vision and direction with that facility is just been tremendous. And it's nice because, you know, walking around at the Classic and, you know, folks know who we are. You know, the big question we get is, it makes you feel good when you're in somebody else's community and people are all saying, when do we get to come back to Green Pond?
Yeah,
and Lake Hartwell and Anderson and you know, the upstate of South Carolina. So it's obviously very important to us, but it's also very important to the fishing folks as well.
You know, and a lot of times people get concerned when a particular body of water hosts a lot of tournaments and they'll say, you know, that could hurt the fishery. But stop me if I'm lying. I mean, you know, you guys have had a number of classics now at Lake Hartwell, and it seems like every year, two or three major events, plus every weekend, there are events going on there. But it seems like the weights are going up. I keep getting texts from you and say, it just took 23 pounds to win this. It took 21 pounds to win it. 27 pounds won it. I mean, it's amazing how that body of water has held up and even gotten better, it seems like, over the past several years.
It has, and it continues to get better. And I think, you know, right now the water's up. In fact, the water's up. We're 2 feet, 1 to 2 feet over full right now. And when the new year started, we were like nearly 11 feet down.
Mm.
And so we've had some rain and an influx of water come in. But the you know, when the lake's down, you know, like the Corps was able to get in and get some shoreline cleanup done. But it also allows for some habitat to grow some of that grass. And there's not a lot of grass in Hartwell, but there is some grass. You know, it allows that grass an opportunity to come back, and it creates a healthy fishery. And obviously the spotted bass, and you know, different people have opinions on the old spotted bass, but mm-hmm. the spotted bass have been tremendous, and they're growing. I mean, used to you would go out and catch a limit of five, get your five spots, and go upgrade with largemouth throughout the day. But now, you know, I was talking here recently with a gentleman that runs a Sunday tournament trail out of Green Pond, and he's having tournaments where guys are consistently weighing in 18 to 20 pound bags of spots.
Wow.
And doing it without the largemouth. So the spots play really well there. And again, it's you know, the health of the fishery, you know, we work really closely. One thing to Anderson County and Matt there with Green Pond, and we've got a local committee together right now, and we're working with our state DNR just to make sure that we're doing all the things that we need to do from a conservation standpoint to maintain the health and the success of the fishery as well. So, you know, for us, we look at it as kind of a complete package. We're not just looking to book a tournament and host an event and bring people to town, but we're also trying to put some measures in place to protect our resource, protect our facility, and, you know, and the fishery.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson. And speaking of Anderson, let's just talk a minute about Anderson, because I love Anderson. I mean, Anderson, I've been there multiple times of the year. This year I'll be there in October, which means we could get some fall foliage kicking in and so on. And it'll be the last St. Croix Bassmaster Open presented by Seven of the year. And that means that's where we're going to determine the nine new elites as well. And but Anderson itself, I've been there at Christmas time. I've been there in the summer, in the spring. I've been there every season. And it's just such a great town. And it's great to bring the whole family because, you know, even if you're fishing in a tournament, there's so many things for the family to do in Anderson when they're waiting for the weigh-in. Just a really, really cool downtown area. You know me, I'm a big fan of the Bleckley as well. But it's just great doings all around Anderson.
Listen, Anderson, this is a great time to talk about our two greatest assets. I tell people this, our people are our number one asset in Anderson County. We've got a tremendous community, tremendous people. They support fishing, but they're just good people. And then obviously our lake is the next greatest resource that we have. But what Anderson County has done countywide with our communities and the support that we get, the leadership of Anderson County has just been tremendous. I tell folks all the time, they give us the opportunity. Number one, they gave us a facility like Green Pond, but they give us the infrastructure and the resources to be able to go out and do the things that we do to make a difference in our community. And what the city of Anderson's done to bring along downtown and continue to grow and develop downtown with the new businesses and the new business opportunities and the programs that they have for those people, obviously has made a complete difference in our downtown. And it's really the perfect mix right now. And I, you know, I've been in Anderson now 15 years. And so to see the growth of where we are now to where we were when I first came there, it's really almost like night and day, but a big credit of that goes to the people. It really does.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And, you know, I mentioned that the final open of the season will be out there at Hartwell. And you've added another major event with bass to the list, and it will be the Strike King Bassmaster College Series National Championship presented by Bass Pro Shops. That will be out there August 22nd through the 24th. And, you know, here's the thing, man. When you're looking at the college national championship, you don't know exactly who, but you're looking at probably a half a dozen future elites, because we see these guys coming out of the college series like crazy now and making it to the elites. And that's going to be an interesting time of year, that August 22nd through 24th. You know, having that there is another feather in the cap of Lake Harwell.
Oh, absolutely. And I'll tell you this. It's been really cool, because – With the announcement, we didn't just put this deal together until just within the last few weeks. And so the first two college events of the season, if you follow the Strike King Bassmaster College Series, the first couple of the events were Lake Murray and Clark's Hill to start the season. And there were, you know, a handful of local kids that all qualified and punched their ticket to the Natty. And when they found out the national championship was coming to Hartwell, they started blowing up my phone, you know, mm-hmm. saying thank you and appreciate all the hard work you guys do. And, you know, because ultimately they get a chance to compete on a big stage at the highest level for college fishing. And that's something that we've been able to give them. And so, you know, I tell people all the time, we've had four classics at Hartwell, three of them out of Green Pond, and still some of my favorite events are the high school and college events, because I love seeing the kids and their growth and development. And it's really cool to see them get celebrated with something like this.
Yeah, no, it is outstanding. And of course, you guys have had college events in the past. You've had high school events. You've had the elites. You've had, like you say, the four classics and the opens as well. And I am, for one, looking forward to getting out there for sure. And, you know, in October, to take advantage of that and fish that that open out there. And, you know, maybe one of these times you and I will get together out on the water. I think I'm bringing the rig. I'm going to bring the boat this time, maybe fish that one as a boater. And I'll bring the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix out there, and you can jump in with me. You keep threatening to get a Phoenix, and you can jump in with me, and we'll go fishing.
That's right. I saw Teresa Johnson here this week at the Classic, and she knows this. I've told her Teresa's a wonderful lady, and I always tell her, I said, hey, I don't currently own a boat, but I'll do without until I can get into a Phoenix. I don't know a better sales pitch out there.
Yeah, there you go. But the only better sales pitch would be the one from all the cameramen and, well, you, the marshals, and so on, that every time they get in a Phoenix with a pro, they realize that they're in one of the best boats out there on the water, and there's as many, if not more, Phoenix, you know, Elite Series pros running Phoenix than anything else. Neil Paul has been our guest. Neil, we appreciate you so much. Good to see you here at the Classic, and looking forward to spending a little more time with you, and we'll see who gets crowned this year's Bassmaster Classic champion.
Can't wait, Tom. It's been a great week so far, and always great running into you and having a chance to talk. So appreciate what you do.
All right. Thank you. That's Neil Paul, one of our great sponsors, of course, and Lake Hartwell. As I said, man, if it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. It is absolutely tremendous. All right, we're going to get a break in here. When we come back, Jeff Kolasinski is going to join us from Minn Kota Hummingbird. They've got a new trolling motor out, the Quest, that is absolutely amazing. I've been telling you about it now for a few weeks, but we're going to talk about that as well. We'll do it next. The special sponsor spotlight show from the Classic, 97.7 on Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio, on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
The Bassmaster Classic is returning to Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Be at the greatest event in bass fishing March 22nd through the 24th. And join us March 21st at the kickoff party for live music and giveaways. Friday through Sunday, watch takeoffs at Wolf Creek Park. See the Outdoors Expo presented by GSM Outdoors at the Cox Convention Center. Then to the BOK Arena for the exciting weigh-in shows. Fun for the whole family. All events are free. The Bass Pro Shop's Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey Outdoors. See Bassmaster.com for details. Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster Magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
It's your boy Seth Fighter, and I'm going to give you my picks for the Rapala Fantasy Fishing.
That's kind of where my picks are going, guys who are good little electrons.
Got a lot of experience. I think he led a day or two last year.
Post-spawn fish that are a little bit finicky. They've been, you know, hit pretty hard through the storm. They wanted to feed up.
But in bucket A, there was one name jumped out on that list. Me!
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, as we roll on this little kind of a sponsor spotlight special show here. As you're listening to this during the Bassmaster Classic, and of course, as we said earlier, next week we'll have the top three finishers in the Classic from Tulsa and Grand Lake of the Cherokees, and we'll have full coverage of the Classic. But, you know, the Classic is more than just the fishing. The Classic is a lot of things that go on with the Outdoor Expo. There'll be 150 to 200,000 people that show up for that at the Box Center and at the Convention Center in Tulsa. And I can tell you what, one of the booths I head straight for is the Minn Kota booth, the Hummingbird Minn Kota booth. I want to go to that booth because, among other things, they have the best. The Minn Kota hat and the Hummingbird hat is the coolest hat that you can get. I mean, you get that Hummingbird logo on a hat, and it's just outstanding. And I wear them all the time when I'm out there fishing, and that's good. Anybody that's ever seen pictures of me at a weigh-in, I generally would have a Hummingbird or a Minn Kota lid on. And they got some really exciting things that are going on this year, some new products. And Jeff Kulaszynski is with the Hummingbird. You might know the name. Yes, he's the marathon man. He sat on the dock of the bay and would catch about 4,000 fish, and who knows, you know, what he did that for a number of years, and who knows what he's going to be doing this next year. It's going to be really cool. We'll have to wait and see on that. But he is also with Hummingbird, and he joins us now on the VMC hook. Kola, welcome back to the show. How are you?
It is so good to be back and talk fishing. The spring is starting. The birds are coming back, and I am jonesing to go fishing. It's funny that you mentioned, you know, most people would think like 4,000 fish, that's an exaggeration. I left off at 3,774 fish. So yeah. It's not that far off, actually.
I don't think, you know, most of us have not caught that many fish in our lifetime. I mean, I can go back. I don't think I've caught that many fish in my entire life. So that's a good day. That's just a good day for you. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. I'll say, too, something, Jeff. I have something in common with KVD. You know, the great Kevin Van Dam, one of the greatest anglers. I have something in common with KVD, and I'll tell you what it is. Minn Kota on the bow of my boat, Hummingbird, electronics all the way through. For me, I have the Talons in the back. I am Minn Kota Hummingbird from front of the boat to the back of the boat, just like KVD. So now I say I have something in common with the great KVD, and you guys are going to give away his boat. I mean, talk about that a little bit.
He and I have some of the same initials, and that's where our similarities, and you're closer than I am, actually. Kevin has been fishing as a professional. It's hard to think, really, from 33 years.
Crazy.
And in that time, he's had 4 Bassmaster Classic wins, 7 Angler of the Year titles. I think he's fished in, like, high 20s in Classics, the overall number. He is hanging up his prop, I guess, in the tournament scene, and he's going to go make content. And it's funny because all of his career, he has been guarding secrets of fishing and keeping away from the other guys. And now he's entering a part of his career. We'll have a television show now. where he's going to tell us all the stories, all of the backstory, all of the tips, and everything that we should know to catch more fish. And even though, listen, I've got a boat kind of like his, so do you, I just can't seem to catch as many fish. So I'm hoping listening to him in the coming years will be, help me out. That'll be better.
Yeah, we're all going to be better being able to, you know, to glean some of that knowledge from Kevin Van Dam. He's an entertaining guy. I've seen him a number of times on Mark Zona's show. And speaking of Zona, by the way, when I was considering what I wanted to do electronic-wise and making a selection, because it's a little bit of a crowded market out there, I called Z and I said to him, I said, why Hummingbird? I mean, tell me why Hummingbird. And he said, I'm not smart enough for anything else. And he meant that in a good way. What he meant was it was the ease of use. And electronics is very intimidating to a lot of people, I think. But the ease of use with the Hummingbird electronics is really something I think that is outstanding. And the mapping and so on is just second to none. So, you know, I think that's a big thing for people.
Well, we try to make it easy. Obviously, fishing can be complex. It can be difficult. You're standing on your trolling motor, looking at fish in the waves, boat traffic around, trying to figure out what the fish are doing and catch them. So we do everything we can to make it easy. And, you know, a lot of our settings are optimized out of the box. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about setting, you know, other things apart from, you know, side imaging range and so forth. But, you know, one of the things, as you mentioned, Hummingbird and Minn Kota, is that they're compatible together. So we have the same, you know, similar engineering teams. You know, we still build our motors in Mankato, Minnesota. Hummingbird is still put together in Eufaula, Alabama. And those very talented engineers, the ones who paid attention in math and science while I was, well, cutting class and fishing, they have been able to make that motor and those fish finders talk together, do some really amazing stuff. And there's a new motor, Tom.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, the new motor, the new Quest motor from Minn Kota is absolutely spectacular. I've seen it on others' boats and look forward to putting one on the Bassmaster Radio Phoenix here in a not too distant future. But talk about brushless technology, because when you say that, you know, again, people aren't sure exactly what that means. It sounds like, you know, from the folks that I've been on boats with that have it, you don't even know when the thing is engaged. I mean, it's so quiet. But talk about this brushless technology and that part of it.
You know, brushless is one component of the new Quest motors from Minn Kota, but it's only one component. So we looked at the Ultrax, and I feel like I should get my Michael Buffer voice out, like the undisputed heavyweight motor of the world, Ultrax. Mm-hmm. We made it even better, badder than it was before. And so we did things like redid the mount. Redid the lift assist. We redid the shaft, carbon infused, because there is up to 50% greater torque on the Ultrax Quest than before and models. The other part of that, because it is brushless, you do get a much longer runtime, like up to 30% more. So for more torque, more runtime, Ultrax Quest is the way to go, and it is an absolute beast of a motor.
Yeah.
I run one now for a year, and I've talked to a lot of people that really go through pretty gnarly places, whether it's weeds or wood or whatever else. It just keeps coming back. It is stronger, and it's actually smarter than even motors that we've had before. You mentioned Hummingbird was smart, right? Minn Kota is built in the same intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. And people say, well, wait a minute, that looks like a beefy motor. But I've watched these guys, you know, pull it up. And with this lift assist going up and going down, it was like nothing. It was like, it looked like it was power lifted. And, you know, you guys were the ones that brought power steering to the forefront.
Right.
So the lift assist seems like it's outstanding going in and out. And it stows itself in terms of the prop, because that's it seems like a little thing, but it's kind of a pain. More coming out than going in, because you got to, like with me, with mine, I have to put my heel all the way down with the old Ultrax, and you turn the motor to a position that you want to stow it. This thing just stows automatically. It turns to the position that it's going to be in, you know, for the ride.
So our objective is to make, obviously, gear that catches fish, right? And it makes it easier for you, but we really focus on the entire experience. And so, you know, the Ultrax does, you know, seat itself when it comes in and deploys and it goes straight ahead and it does it automatically. But there's also, you know, some really cool things like, you know, once you get down to about 20% of the charge, there is an eco mode that kicks in. So you can reserve batteries so you don't get caught out there, you know, fishing, you know, and find that you are, you know, don't have enough battery power. A couple of really cool things. The Apex and Solex units have a fantastic battery monitoring screen as well. So you can pull that up on your Humminbird. That integrated one boat network is a huge help in that part too. But the thing that I really like about the new Ultrax is the drift mode. And so think about spot lock. Spot lock kept you on an XY coordinate somewhere on the map.
Right.
Wherever you told it to stay, it stayed, and you got to wail away on fish. It didn't matter what the conditions were. This one is like an electronic drift sock. So early spring, grass flats, you're throwing probably a lipless crankbait, and you need to cover some water, but you want to do it methodically in exactly the direction that you want, not the way the wind wants to blow you. So the drift mode, unique to Quest Motors, allows you to cover that in a very specific direction, specific speed, and it's really, think about it like an electronic drift sock. And so we're building smarts into trolling motors that are otherwise, you know, just mechanical objects, making them optimized for the experience and then delivering the kind of experience that people want in the water.
Jeff Kolosinski with us from Minn Kota. We're talking about the new Quest motor from Ultrax and from Minn Kota, the Ultrax Quest motor. And the other thing I understand, it comes with two props. So you've got your open water prop where you can go like 4.5 miles an hour. And then, you know, you've got the weed prop. And those of us that fish a lot in places like Gunnersville and other places that have thick grass, that thing, you know, between the torque and that prop design, I mean, just cuts through the saddle like it's nothing.
It does. And you can actually like throw weight when you're when you're on the water too. Great new motor, super strong, very efficient. And it is the next level in bass fishing, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. And all of these things make it so much easier to get the job done. Now, you know, some folks don't have the one boat network. Is the one boat network something that you can get as an aftermarket product? And if you don't have the one boat network, do you still get all of the main features of the trolling motor itself?
Well, that one boat network is kind of a term we use to describe when you're only your Minn Kota motor talks only to your Humminbird unit.
Right.
And so there are a number of iPilot Link motors that we've sold over the years. And so whenever you connect that, you get, you know, the motor and the fish finder, you get the best of both worlds. One thing unique on the new Quest motors is that all the cables and dongles come right in the box. So the Quest motors are ready to be one boat network capable right out of the box, and give you things like follow a contour, go to a waypoint. Even the foot pedal on the Quest now has been made for the angler's experience, where you can program it to, you know, put your talon or raptor down, mark a waypoint, and it's a customizable button on the pedal of the Ultrax. And that is the only thing we've changed that pedal, because the pedal was really dialed in before.
Yeah, yeah, and the pedals even more responsive as well. So I know that that's a big positive as well. I'm going to ask you a question a lot of people have asked me. Let's go to the other end of the boat. Fans of the Talon are fans of the Talon, and I'm one of them. It's fast. It's straight down. I mean, I love my Talons, and I know the Raptor is an incredible you know, shallow water anchor. Will the Talon continue to be being made as well as an option to the Raptor so people can go one way or the other?
I am delighted to tell you yes.
Okay.
And that's where it really comes down to, Tom. Do you have enough room in the transom to put in hydraulic pumps? Great. If you do, then you can entertain the thought of a Raptor, because they do operate on hydraulics. Speaking of smart built into an object, that one has the ability to adjust itself and adjust the downward force. And so you can get Raptors that just don't move, and it doesn't matter what the wind or waves do or how much the you know, the seas kind of come up. So Raptor is really strong in that way. Talon, like you mentioned, goes straight down, and it has its place. It's electric anchor, electronic, I should say, technically. And if you don't have that space in a transom of your boat, then Talon is the right way to go. But the the Raptor is a lot like the Ultrex Quest. It is an absolute beast.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Jeff Kolodzinski has been our guest. If you are listening to this before the Classic or during the Classic, or you're bumping around listening to it as you are on the floor of the Outdoors Expo, go find the Minn Kota Hummingbird booth because it is absolutely spectacular, and you might be able to score one of those really cool hats as well. Kolo, I appreciate you. I know you'll be there, and I'll be there, and so they can come by and see us as well. Appreciate you as always, Kolo. Great job.
They will. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you to Jeff Kolodzinski. All right, we'll get a break. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com and start catching more fish.
Welcome to Minnow King. How can I help you?
Everything looks good. I'm friggin' starving, man. Been spawning all morning.
Ugh, TMI, bro. What do you want?
I'll take a Crush City freeloader and gizzard shad.
Anything to drink?
Water.
Pull ahead, please. Welcome to Minnow King.
We're gonna have what he's having.
Yeah, throw me in a Ned BLT, too.
Pull ahead, please.
Calm down. Quit feeding so much.
I mean, I'm trying to, man. If you
overfeed him, he's going to hide under a log.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year, Gerald Swindle, had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series rods and Inception G2 reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
The Bassmaster Classic is returning to Grand Lake of the Cherokees. Be at the greatest event in bass fishing March 22nd through the 24th. And join us March 21st at the kickoff party for live music and giveaways. Friday through Sunday, watch takeoffs at Wolf Creek Park. See the Outdoors Expo presented by GSM Outdoors at the Cox Convention Center. Then to the BOK Arena for the exciting weigh-in shows. Fun for the whole family. All events are free. The Bass Pro Shop's Bassmaster Classic presented by Jockey Outdoors. See Bassmaster.com for details.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Thank you for listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on Sports Byline USA and the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Welcome back to the final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And as we add this show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Now is your chance to win Kevin Van Dam's Nitro Z21 XL Pro loaded with Minn Kota and Hummingbird equipment. Just follow Minn Kota and Hummingbird on Instagram and like, comment, and tag on the official sweepstakes posts. Post a photo of yourself with a Minn Kota or Hummingbird logo or product on Instagram with hashtag KVD Victory Lap and tag both brands. Just visit MinnKota.JohnsonOutdoors.com and click on the image for more details. Have you had an opportunity yet to download the Omnia Fishing Lake app to your phone? With Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, include water temp, grass, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year, and it includes unlimited access to map layers on your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, it gets even better. Go to omniafishing.com/bass to save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Finally, the new Ultrix Quest trolling motor combines the most responsive, intuitive steering ever with GPS-powered automatic boat control. The new Quest series of dual 24-36-volt brushless trolling motors were designed for anglers who demand the best from their equipment, even in the harshest environments. With a programmable foot pedal, re-engineered motor and mount, more advanced GPS functionality than ever, and even an eco mode to extend battery life, the only thing this motor won't do is quit. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. Bassmaster Radio is also available at sportsbyline.com and all major platforms, including Spotify, TuneIn, and more. Until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.